way back, I guess they were mostly made out of wood, weren't they?
Well, I imagine so.
What do you carry milk in?
Bucket or jug.
Okay. Got that. What kind of container would you carry food to the pigs in?
Slop bucket.
What would that look like?
It'd usually be a pretty good size bucket, maybe a 5-gallon bucket, and we wouldn't have it full, of course, but that's what we use, so we'd have plenty of space for the whole thing we had to throw out, you know.
Okay. What did you fry eggs in?
An iron skillet.
Well, it was made out of iron. Was the bottom kind of flat, or was it
yes, it was flat.
It was flat. Okay. Did it have legs on it? Like the old fashioned ones? Did they have legs on it?
Yes, some used to. They were called ovens that they cooked in at the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
They'd bake potatoes and bake the bread and everything. Pile coals on top.
Yeah, I guess it would be easier if it had legs on it.
Yeah, it would. So you could get coals under it
too, and as well as over. What would you call I know Pop had one. It was a big black round thing, and you put it out in the backyard for heating up water to boil the clothes.
That is a wash pot.
Yeah. Did you use it that for anything else, like food, or did you ever?
Yes, we used to cook our lard, and we'd make hominy in that.
Did you do it outside?
Yes. Did it outside or inside? Mom and them had a big old fireplace where the slaves used to do the cooking in their big old timey house. And it had irons in the fireplace. You could hang the pot up and then have your fire sweeping under it. So if it was real cold, she made the lard in there, but if it wasn't, she made it outside.
That sounds real practical. I've always seen them, but not in use. I've seen people using them as planters and stuff. What would you call the container that you plant some kind of flower, you know, like that over there, or a tall, thin one that you put flowers in?
I call it a flower pot.
Okay. What are the eating utensils that you set up at each plate when you're setting the table for a whole supper?
Bowls. Is that what you mean?
Well, like any kind of eating utensils, you know, the anything
plate,
to eat with.
Bowls. Knife, fork, and spoon, cup, and saucer, and glass.
Would you have a special kind of knife for steak?
Yeah.
Yeah. Call them just steak. Okay. Let's see. If the dishes are all dirty, you might say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. That means I have to
wash dishes.